The number plate, VIC-14, set a new public record result for a Vic Heritage plate with buyer's premium, which I assume is paid to Shannon's. It makes it a total sale price of $2.384 million. Christophe Borobon, National Auctions Manager at Shannon's Auctions. Christophe, good morning to you.
Morning, Ross and Russ. How are we?
Very well, thank you. I expected a little bit of a French accent from Christophe Borobon, but I'm not getting one, am I?
I've lost that years ago.
Christophe, we were speculating earlier that maybe... What is the batting order of number plates? Is number one the most valuable, but does it then break down and maybe leap to number eight?
I think so. Look, I would think number one and eight are probably the two most sought-after single-digit plates. And then obviously all the remaining seven single digits. And then obviously we go into the two digits plates. Yep.
And Christophe, the Vic plate that went, no, Vic 14 that went for this huge amount of money, was it a was it a public auction and there was bidding and was there a number of people wanting to purchase it or just one single bidder?
No. We're running online auctions these days. Obviously, we've faced over the last couple of years, we've gone to the online model, and the auction runs for a period of a week, and it closed last night. And we had probably four or five bidders on that plate, and it got down to two bidders in the last 100,000, I'd say 100,000, 150,000 ago.
Australians.
Yeah, absolutely. Victorians, yeah.
Sam Newman, I think, used to own number 17, but he sold it years ago, and I think bought an apartment with the money. How many are there?
Sorry, when you say how many are there?
Heritage plates.
How many heritage plates are there?
Oh, look, the series ran up to 285,000. That's what was officially issued back finishing off in 1939.
Yeah.
There's a plate that says 285,000.
Yeah, that's the that was the last one issued as a heritage plate back in 1939, yep.
And Christophe, the owner, are you imagining that the owner is going to display Vic 14 as they drive around in their Cortina, or is it just straight into the bank vault?
We see a couple of different things happen. Some people put them in retention, self-retention, and keep them at home or on display. Others do exhibit the plates on their cars. We see a fair few, obviously, on the road these days. And I think that market's only just, got bigger in the last 10 or 15 years. I mean, I've been doing heritage plates for 25 years now, and, the market for heritage plates is, it's gone tenfold in the last 10 years.
Christophe, one last question. Who owns number one?
Oh, it's a very, very well-known fact that, a lovely chap owns it. He's had it for a very long time. Sits on a C43 wagon, Mercedes-Benz, often seen around the suburbs or in Portsea over summer. He's had the plate for a very long time. I think he's had some ludicrous offers thrown at him over the years, but has said no every time.
Okay. What's
his name?
Collector of cars, presumably?
Can't disclose names of people like that.
Okay, fair enough.
Lindsay Fox?
Maybe.
Peter Bartell, I thought.
Former CEB.
I think so. Christophe, lovely to speak with you. Christophe Borobon, National Auctions Manager at Shannon's Auctions.